Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to the Gaming Ride Home podcast for Tuesday, August 25th. It's the last week of Gaming Ride Home, and I apologize if that news has caught you off guard. I would recommend listening to the beginning of the Friday, August 21st episode for more details on that. But anyway, I am Kyle Hillier. Here's a whole bunch of video game news that happened recently. The court rules that Apple can still block Fortnite from the App Store, but not Unreal Engine. And this is kind of a special episode thing. Joe Moore joins the show to talk about making all the music for Gaming Ride Home. He's a very talented guy. Apple doesn't have to restore the iOS version of Fortnite, but the court rules that it cannot block Unreal Engine. The Apple versus Epic lawsuit is making some glacial progress with new court rulings. Those who downloaded Fortnite already on iOS can continue to play, but new users cannot currently download Fortnite. And despite Epic's efforts, the courts are saying that that is okay. It is not forcing Apple to reinstate the game, which is a victory for Apple. Epic did have its own victory, though, as the court ruled that Apple cannot block the Unreal Engine, which is used by many developers outside of Epic. Bloomberg's Malathi Nayak and Mark Gurman reported on the ruling, writing, Apple Inc. was spared from having to immediately reinstate Epic Games Inc.'s Fortnite on its App Store, an early court victory for the iPhone maker in an intensifying battle over the tolls charged to app makers. But U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers' ruling late Monday wasn't a total loss for Epic, as she granted the company's request for a temporary order blocking Apple from limiting the game developer's ability to provide Unreal Engine key graphics technology for other apps. Nayak and Gurman continued later in their story, detailing another interesting wrinkle, writing, Apple has said that Epic Chief Executive Officer Tim Sweeney sought a side deal, seeking an exclusive storefront for Fortnite, a move that Apple executives argued would fundamentally upend how the App Store works. Sweeney maintains he wasn't asking for special treatment, but for Apple to make the same option available to all developers. That story is linked in the show notes and is perhaps the most finger-pointery accusation to surface from this whole thing yet. I'm sure even this week, during the final week of shows, we'll have more updates on that lawsuit as it moves forward. Here's what released today. No Straight Roads is out today on PlayStation 4 and Switch. It's an action game all based on music and rhythm that comes from creators who worked on Final Fantasy 15 and Street Fighter 5. It has this great, super colorful look to it, and a weird premise all about fighting an EDM empire. Street Power Soccer is out today on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC. It looks a little bit like the NBA Street series, but for soccer, where tricks and style are nearly as important an element as just the soccer gameplay. I'm not a big sports gamer, but I did always appreciate these kinds of heightened sports games, like NBA Jam and NBA Street and stuff like that. Descenders is out today on PlayStation 4 after spending time on Xbox One and PC. It's an off-road, super-fast mountain biking game with really challenging randomized levels. I had a good time with the Xbox One version. Insurgency Sandstorm is out on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One today. It's a hyper-realistic military shooter that has a pretty big devoted audience on PC. It's one of those games that I've wondered, you know, if it could transition to a controller well, so I am curious to watch it. Vader Immortal is out today on PlayStation VR. It seems the PlayStation VR episode does not break the game into episodes. I have all three episodes on my Quest. I don't know how telling this is, but I have only played the first episode, and I haven't had a whole lot of desire to see the game to the end. But who knows? Maybe I will someday.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Today's episode is short in terms of big news and stuff like that, but you know, this is the final week of Gaming Ride Home. I'm still accepting your corrections and general feedback. I still really cannot thank you guys enough for all the lovely messages. I'm still getting a lot and it's been awesome. You listening right now, you are way too kind. You can send tweets or DMs to either at Kylum Hilliard or at Gaming Ride Home, or you can send an email to kyle@ridehome.info. Still taking emails there. And, you know, the show is still accepting reviews on all the platforms where reviews are being accepted. The show will still be online, even if it won't be updating with new episodes after this week. So your feedback there can serve as a nice message board of sorts for when the show is live. You can find me on Twitch. My name is Kyle Impersonator on there. I've been playing Halo Combat Evolved lately, but I will start something new on Thursday. We'll see what that is. You can also find me on The Min-Max Show. For more long-form video game discussions, I will talk to you more about video games tomorrow. But I will talk to you more right now about the music of Gaming Ride Home. During this last week, I thought it would be fun to talk to my friend Joel Moore about the music he created for the show. Hey, Joel Moore, how are you doing this morning?
Yes, very well. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for dressing up for me, but it's not. We won't use video, so you've
wasted
your time.
Well, it's a whole hour. It's a whole hour behind you. So
oh, that's true.
I should have more time to have dressed up for you and still managed to not do that. So you're welcome.
Yeah. So you did all the music for my podcast, which is very nice of you, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
Although you were compensated for it, so I guess I don't have to be so effusive with my...
Yeah, no, you don't need to thank me. I got paid.
But so you're Joel Moore. I met you in high school. We were college roommates. We've been friends for a long time. You do a lot of music. You played guitar for Wretched for a while, which is a metal band that plays metal music. And we played metal music together in our own band in high school. Yeah, so this is not metal at all, the music that you made for me.
sure is not. No.
But so when I started talking to the guys at Gaming Ride Home, they were talking about music. And they're like, go to this website and look at some of these songs and we'll like buy one if you like any. And I was like, well, I know a guy that can like do good music that I like. Can we just have him do it? And they were totally open to that. And they were like, yeah, sure. And I think I went and looked up some of my old messages that I sent you. And I think the first one I sent you was like, hey, I want to do this thing. Let me know if you're available. And you're like, yeah, I'm up for that. And so I said, okay, so if you want to at least start thinking about it, I'm super into synthwave in a big way right now. And I feel like that genre is pretty video gamey. So I'm thinking upbeat-ish synthwave, something digital sounding that sets an optimistic tone. Not dance music, but also not like scary Blade Runner music either. Somewhere in the middle, something a little bit brighter than the typical Vagronaut stuff, which is Vagronaut is like your SoundCloud account where you do sort of synthy stuff on your own. And you were like, yep, got it. Here you go.
Yes.
You turned something around like within... I feel like it was like within a few hours, maybe even like quicker than that. Maybe I'm misremembering, but it was like way quicker than I expected you to do it.
I'm trying to remember exactly when it was that you asked me to do this. But so typically my normal non-quarantine job is doing audio for touring bands. Yeah. So that means if I'm home, I have literally nothing else to do for like a month at a time. So if you ask me to do something and I have a month off, I was probably ecstatic just to have something to do.
Yeah. Well, so, I guess I just caught you at the right time, I guess. Right?
Hence the very quick turnaround. Yeah. I think I got it back to you a couple hours later.
Yeah. Well, you're also very talented. Like, don't forget that either.
Oh, thanks, Kyle.
Oh, you're welcome. And then, yeah, I mean, I'll play some of the sort of the old versions that we went through. But it was funny. And one of the things that we did was like you gave me this music and I really liked it. And then the thing I ended up doing was like asking you to strip it down, like make it less layered. And like I asked you to like remove elements of it, which is I did that because I got feedback from Brian McCullough, who hosts the Tech Meme Ride Home podcast, that it's like, remember, this is like background music. Like you don't want it to be too much. And then he also mentioned like the way that NPR specifically does their music is it's kind of like really simple, like guitar music. And I was like, yeah. Ooh, I kind of want to be like NPR. So like, I wanted to like kind of strip it down more and more, but like, I don't know. Do you have any thoughts? I mean, did that description must've worked for you because like you delivered something I liked pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Did it make sense to you what I asked of you?
Made sense. I knew exactly what you were looking for. I feel like, or at least pretty close. But yes, I totally went overboard with it on those first couple of versions. And I ended up liking the versions that you asked for, the stripped down versions. I ended up liking those way more than the originals, too. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I still like the originals a lot. I think they might have been too full, especially if I was like talking on top of them. Let's actually take a listen to that first version of the intro right now.
Yeah, like it's too dense for sure. Yeah.
You had toms. I remember specifically being like, I think these toms might be too much.
Yes. Like, see, and I remember the toms now. And if I were listening to that music just to listen to that music, I would definitely want the toms in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, as background music, the toms were a little much. You're right.
Here's the stripped down final version, which you have heard a lot if you've listened to this podcast at all. I remember we went back and forth a lot on the sort of interstitial kind of, I forget, the segment bumpers, we called them.
Yes. Yeah,
which that was weird. That was one that I think both of us were kind of like, I don't really know what I'm asking
that
for.
Absolutely. You know? I spent significantly more time on that 4-second piece of music than I did on either of the other ones that are like 30 seconds long.
Here's one of the first passes at the bumper.
I've never written a 4-second piece of music, so that was an interesting challenge for me. I enjoyed doing it.
Yeah, it's like make it interesting, but not too interesting, and keep the shorter the better. But also keep it not too short because I got to fill up 15 minutes every day. So if we could take a couple of seconds of that. And of course, here's the final version of the bumper that we landed on. I don't really remember our conversations about the closing. Like, do you remember? Like, you just did two different tracks. I guess the closing was at least meant to be, I knew I would be talking over more and more. Do you remember any of our discussions about that? I'm even like looking through some of our old text messages and stuff. I did this awesome thing where I would text you sometimes and then I would email you sometimes.
Right.
And then we also talked on the phone.
All right, so how about this? You look at the text messages right now, and I'm looking at the emails.
Okay.
No, I don't remember specifically what happened, but I feel like it was pretty similar to the intro music, like we just had to dumb it down a little bit.
So this is basically the first stab at the outro music. I remember somber. That's a word that's come. Somber might be the right word. I do like
that. Yes, it was like too somber.
Oh yeah, too sad. Well, I mean, the show was closing every day, so I guess it could be a little sad.
Very sad. Yeah, I think I had it in a certain key that made it seem sad. And then I used the exact same thing, but switched one chord on it that made it feel a little more uplifting.
And here's that finalized version of the outro. How did you, I guess maybe I should have started with this, but like, what do you use to make the music? I mean, there's no live instrumentation in it, right?
Not in any of that. No, I don't think so. No, I'm fairly certain that I didn't pick up a guitar or anything. But I was actually really stoked on this project because it forced me to go and download like something like 200 gigabytes of awesome 80s synthwave drums. So now I have like this massive library of drums that I can mess around with.
Oh gosh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, that was, I use Pro Tools. I use that for everything that I do. It was just basically MIDI programming. I wrote out some stuff on keys and then kind of built on top of it, and obviously built too much on top of it, and then had to take some of it away.
I love it, man. I think the music's really cool. In fact, I hope you kind of use some of that gigabytes worth of drums that you got to like just make, you know, synth stuff for fun that I can listen to.
Yeah, like you said, I do have that other project. I like writing in this style, or at least with this instrumentation, like this synthwave style stuff. I would say more so the stuff that I usually end up writing is more somber.
Yeah.
But I do really like this instrumentation. I love, like, you know, 808 drums and old school sounding Roland keyboard percussion style stuff. So it's it's awesome to have all of that now.
It's funny you say you usually write somber stuff. And this is like me just reminiscing now, because like we played metal growing up, which is like, and we would like make it really dark and scary. And I was always the one that was like, hey, let's give this song a silly name or do something stupid with it. And like, you guys were like, no, it's got to be dark.
Yeah,
man.
But we still ended up doing that. So
as much
as we protested, we still had songs named Kittens and Puppies. Is that right?
It's a classic, yeah, man. Billy Goat's Gruff.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know why I guess I just didn't relent. I don't know.
you were less into the evil aspect of it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I always like music that just sounds complicated, like as opposed to like music that sounds evil. What is your Bandcamp account for your personal music that you're making? Heck, how do you spell it? It's kind of weird, right? It's like Vagranaut.
Vagranaut?
Yeah.
V-A-G-R-A-N-A-U-T. Okay. Vagranaut. Yeah.
You sound confident, so.
Yeah, I haven't spelled that out in a really long time. It's just mashing the words vagrant and not together. Astronaut.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I mean, and that's like probably, I mean, in terms of like synthy, I mean, it's different than what you did for me, but it is electronic. So like if you want to hear something close.
See, on that stuff, it's like similar instrumentation, but I also, there are, you know, guitars and stuff like that going on as well.
Yeah. Well, Joel, thanks for taking the time and for making the music. I appreciate it. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, absolutely. You as well. It's great to talk to you.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.